Over the past year, Saratoga Casino and Raceway had been an active contender in the race for a Capital Region casino license, first pursuing a license as part of a planned expansion on its facilities in Saratoga Springs, and then with its Capital View Casino and Resort proposal in East Greenbush in partnership with Churchill Downs. After it was announced Wednesday afternoon that the lone Capital Region license would go to the Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady, Saratoga Casino and Raceway spokeswoman Rita Cox issued a statement saying, quote, "We are proud to work closely with community leaders to continue to expand Saratoga's popularity and are committed to continuing these efforts for many years and decades to come," unquote. In Saratoga Springs, the Racino is continuing with its $30 million expansion that includes a hotel and spa. Previous expansion plans faced plenty of opposition, particularly among the city's entertainment and tourism sector. During Tuesday's city council meeting, a representative from the Casino and Raceway told city leaders that the Racino expansion would not include a proposed 2,000-seat event space. Saratoga City Center President Mark Baker was one leader among the city's convention and tourism industry against the event space.
This is we consider it a very positive move in the continued relationship between downtown and the city center, as well as with the Casino and Raceway, as the Casino and Raceway is certainly a tourism attraction.
The city center is regularly used for conventions and other large events. Baker said he worried the casino could have siphoned existing business from the city center.
And when you displace what is currently and successfully being hosted downtown, you're not only impacting the city center, but you're impacting the downtown corridor.
In her statement, the Racino's Rita Cox said of the expansion, quote, "The additional amenities and job opportunities will help ensure our long-term growth and success. Saratoga Casino and Raceway has been a community partner for decades, and we will continue to be for decades to come," unquote. Casino plans in Schenectady originally faced opposition from entertainment leaders. In October 2013, Proctor's Theater CEO Philip Morris warned of potential harm to the Capital Region's performing arts and entertainment venues if there wasn't a level playing field with casinos. He referenced Central New York's Turning Stone Casino.
"From just my point of view at Proctor's, there are events I cannot get because Turning Stone gets them and puts the exclusivity on it."
But Proctor's reached an agreement in May with Rush Street Gaming regarding entertainment options at the Rivers Casino. On Wednesday afternoon, Proctor's electric marquee displayed a message congratulating Rivers Casino, while a press conference welcoming Schenectady's newest attraction was held inside. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.